Spiritual renewal. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians 4:23. Abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence. Abound in all love. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 7. Love is the fulfillment of the law, and love stooped so low as to embrace you and me from the pit of hell. Love became incarnate and poured himself into a prepared body. And that same love has come to reside in a body which is the church. And we are commanded to love as I have loved, and to walk in love. We are told that of all that remains, there is love. And love is the greatest of all. And we are to build ourselves up in his most holy love. The body of Christ is built up of love and is born out of love. The Church of God is constituted by love and continues in love. And Christ is the head of the Church, which is his body, and he is love. And we who are members of his body are a means of Christ's expression of love. For we are his representatives on earth, his ambassadors, his body. The body of Christ is being fitted together perfectly and being built up by him. Each part has its own special work to do so that the whole body is fit and healthy. Each one is to help the other grow and mature and be built up together full of love. Each is Christ's representative who needs to be spiritually renewed to express his love. A spiritual renewal of our thoughts, our hearts, our attitudes and our minds. For we are told to be renewed in the spirit of your mind in Ephesians 4 verse 23. All that is of me and all that is of myself has to go. All that we do and all that we are is to be in loving remembrance of Jesus. We are to do everything as unto the Lord, who loved to the end. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. In everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, share the desires of your heart with God. Abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence. Abound in all love. Oh, but how do we abound in all faith? Well, we trust the word of God in everything and accept his word as fact. We believe his word to be true. We have faith in him. We don't look at the crushing circumstances of life, but trust in his love. How do we abound in all speech? Well, we speak his word into every situation of life, for his word is life. We guard our tongue, and we take every thought captive in love. There must be a spiritual renewal in our thoughts and our attitudes. How do we abound in all knowledge? Well, in Acts 17 we are told to search the scriptures daily, and we are to listen to the voice of God in our heart, for the spirit of truth will guide us into all truth. We do not seek after the knowledge of man, and we do not apply our own wisdom in a matter. We search it out in Christ. How do we abound in all diligence? Well, we remain faithful in the place that God has placed us, however discouraging or isolating that place may be. We keep on keeping on, being faithful, to the point of death? How do we abound in all love? Well, we are to dwell in the Word of God and absorb it into our hearts. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom and teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. We are to be filled, and day by day go on being filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. For the body of Christ is being fitted together and built up by him in love.